You don't need special gadgets to be a hero. With unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere, the Capital One Quicksilver Card makes you the hero of every purchase. Whether it's headphones, a lounge chair, or even a well-deserved massage, whatever the Quicksilver purchase, you're the hero. No fighting bad guys, getting in epic car chases, or parachuting out of buildings required. Simple, isn't it? The Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and guess who's here? It's J-E-R-I, Jerry, our producer, and this is Short Stuff.
I'm glad you spelled that, because no one ever spells it right.
My brain wanted so bad to go to J-E-L-L-O.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to stop myself. I think if you go back and listen, there's a half of a pause there, and that's me stopping myself from spelling Jello instead.
I sensed that.
I'll bet you did. We know each other so well.
Can we talk about Forest Lawn Cemetery?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've probably never been there.
I have not. Have you?
I have. I used to live not too far from there in Eagle Rock. It's called Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale, kind of situated between Pasadena and downtown L.A., which ended up being a good thing back when it was first. Well, what do you do? Install it?
Yeah, they installed the cemetery.
Yeah, I guess you build things.
Yeah.
And you plant
established
things. Yeah. Established, that's the word. But it was established by Dr. Hubert Eaton, about 300 acres worth in 1917. Big thanks to Kate Morgan of How Stuff Works for this one. But Hubert Eaton was a bit of a visionary, and he was just sort of known as, and is still known as, the builder, this very revered figure for doing something quite different with his cemetery.
Yeah, he was like one part Gomez Adams and one part Walt Disney.
Ooh,
that's
nice.
That's what I'm going to put him as. But there's a plaque there called with the title "The Builder's Dream and the Builder's Creed." And he says that this is supposed to be a great park devoid of misshapen monuments and other signs of earthly death, but filled with towering trees, sweeping lawns, splashing fountains, beautiful statuary, and memorial architecture. And it's signed The Builder. And apparently still today, that's what they refer to Dr. Eaton as at the cemetery. But he achieved his vision. This was all established at a time, Chuck, when, you know, people have been making cemeteries in the United States for hundreds of years by this time. And there was like a certain way that you made them. And Dr. Hubert Eaton happened to be at this place in Southern California at a time where it was starting to come alive. And it was a place where you could reinvent yourself. And he used that opportunity to reinvent cemeteries with Forest Lawn Memorial Park.
Yeah. And it was a time in Southern California and Los Angeles where well, a couple of things on that. He wanted it to be a place where people could go and see art and feel like they've sort of had a culturally enriching experience. Because at the time, you know, doing what they called the Grand Tour, if you had a lot of money and a lot of time, you could fly to Europe and go see all the art of the world. But for people that didn't have a lot of time and money, and this was, again, 1917, he wanted to give people a little bit of taste of that in Southern Cali. And the place where he ended up getting this land, like I said, between Pasadena and downtown, it was not a booming metropolis at the time, but it ended up being in a very great spot in Glendale because, you know, it's L.A. in the Southland. A lot of people ended up living right there.
Yeah. So, yeah, and he really nailed what he was trying to do, which was make a place where you didn't come to mourn death, you came to celebrate life.
Yeah.
He wanted to attract people to come and you know, be among the graves in this memorial, but be thinking about how great it is to be alive. And what better way to do that than with replicas of Michelangelo's art?
That's right. Should we take a break and come back and talk a little bit more about the art and such?
Yes.
Hey everybody, Chuck here. Are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals.
Yeah, but you can drink water as clean as nature intended with Richard's Rainwater.
That's right. Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain. Richard's Rainwater is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants that are commonly found in groundwater.
And since rain is naturally pure, there's no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means Richard's Rainwater contains no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing. Just pure drops of rain.
That's right. Enjoy the smooth, clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater. Perfect for sipping or mixing into your favorite cocktail. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. Enjoy pure, refreshing rainwater. Sip the sky. Hey, everybody. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low and not sure you can pull out a win. And that's when you have to dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies.
That's right. You can play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, and you can charge other players rent for your iconic properties.
Plus, you can even work with your friends to crack open community chests in tournaments to get rewards and climb the leaderboard.
So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. All right. So you mentioned replicas of Michelangelo. There are certainly replicas of art there. There's also a lot of original art. There's a full-on museum.
Yeah.
The largest religious painting in the United States and the largest painting in the Western United States, period, is called The Crucifixion from Jan Stajka.
Yeah. He was a Polish artist. And get this. He created this painting, got it over to the U.S. for some exposition or another. And it was too big. They didn't have a place to put it. And he didn't have the money to ship it back home. So he had to leave it behind in the United States, went back and died in Poland in 1925, never saw his painting again.
Yeah, 195 feet wide by 45 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it very simply depicts the, the pre-crucifixion when it looks like Jesus's cross is still on the ground. The other ones are in the ground and things are just getting started.
Yeah. And it's a huge like landscape. Like there's all sorts of stuff going on. Yeah. But Forest Lawn acquired it and gave it the proper respect and actually built a building around it to house it specifically.
That's what you got to do. No one's got a loft that big.
No, definitely not. That's a giant painting. I saw a picture of it and there's a couple of people standing in front of it and they just look like ants.
Yeah, it's very large. I guess we should talk a little bit because it is L.A. and there are some very famous Angelenos buried there. Mm-hmm. And I would like to follow this up with the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. It's another sort of there. L.A. has two great cemeteries and that's the other one. But they do fun stuff like movie nights.
Yeah, I saw that in Beneath the Silver Lake.
Oh, I think I saw that.
That's featured in
Beneath the Silver Lake. Was that what it was called?
I'm pretty sure. The one with Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. Underneath the Silver Lake?
I think it's beside
the Silver Lake.
On top of Old Smoky. Silver Lake.
A few of the notable people buried there are no less than Elizabeth Taylor, Clark Gable.
Sure. Who else?
How about Bogey and Bacall? Both.
Ooh, hit me with another.
Ooh, how about that old sweet crooner, Nat King Cole?
Oh, you got any other crooners up your sleeve?
I wasn't a crooner, but Michael Jackson is there, I think.
He crooned.
Did he croon?
Yeah. I want to rock with you. That's crooning.
Okay, I'll buy that. But here's the deal. Apparently, if you go to Forest Lawn, And I have been there, but I didn't spend a lot of time there. I think I was on a job, shooting a stupid TV commercial or something. But you have to, and of course, these days with the internet, you can find out where everyone is buried. But it's not one of those places that where you show up and do a ghost tour, or they say, "Here's your brochure where you can go see all the famous folks that are buried here."
Which is, that's good. That's tasteful. Like, that's not the point of it.
Yeah, you know? Agreed.
So I mentioned how Hubert Eaton was half Walt Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very frequently compared to Walt Disney because of some of the design of Forest Lawn. There's a lot of Tudor architecture. There's little different burial sections that have their own name and kind of like vibe going on. Inspiration Slope, Whispering Pines, Dawn of Tomorrow. There's one called Babyland for infant burials. There's one called Slumberland for children and adolescents.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and then I guess the rest of it is just called You Shouldn't Feel as Bad About These Graves.
Yeah, these ones are fine.
We have a cemetery very close to our house that we walk through a lot on our walks, and I love just sort of reading the headstones as I walk by, and, you know, you'll come across a grave that's 2 feet long, and you're just like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Can't even look at that one.
Like, it'll just say infant sometimes, not even a name.
Yeah, I mean, this one had a name, but I don't know. It's always interesting. The women always outlive the men, it seems like. Quite a few, like, World War II veterans out there. But it's, I enjoy cemeteries, and but I've never, like, you know, romped and partied in cemeteries like some people do in college, you know.
Sure.
Sick. Yeah, I always like to read the headstones and you get a little bit of a story sometimes.
I saw some writer say, I don't remember who it was, but they advised if you want to come up with names, go to a cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'll end up coming up with, like, Kirkwood McGillicuddy, right, if you just try to use your imagination. But if you go to a cemetery, you're going to find, like, actual people's names that you can use, you know?
Yeah, especially these days when everyone's like, I want my baby to sound like they're from the 1810s.
It's so weird.
So, Eaton, going back to the Disney thing, Walt Disney is buried there, in fact, and you mentioned all of the sort of similarities with Disney, and there are people out there that said it's like the Disney World or Disneyland of cemeteries, and Forest Lawn is very quick to point out, no, we were here first, mm-hmm. And we like to say that Disneyland is the amusement park of the Forest Lawns.
Yeah, it's great. They really turn it on its head.
It's a good line.
There's something, one more thing about Michelangelo's work. There was, like, I think a 17-foot reproduction of David,
ooh,
a very famous statue.
Yeah.
And it has actually toppled several times over the years, and they've had to remake it every time. Most recently, it toppled under its own weight in 2020. I'm not sure if they've replaced it yet or not.
So someone's standing there, and then just a giant 3-foot penis comes at them?
Yeah. Clocked him, knocked him right out.
Wow.
And it made like this sound that went dong.
All right. I think we've desecrated this episode.
Wait, hold on. There's one more thing. Ronald Reagan married his first wife, Jane Wyman, at Forest Lawn Cemetery.
That's true. People do get married there. There's a legit church.
Yeah. 60,000 people have been married there. 1/5 of the number of people who are interred there have been married there.
I got married there.
Did you really? No, you didn't.
No, I got married at the pool house of my brother's neighborhood.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. You almost got me there for a second, though.
No, I'm going to start telling people that, though.
Okay. Why not? You got anything else?
I got nothing else.
All right, everybody. Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.